Morning, friends. Glad to see everybody. I notice we have some that are visiting, and just so you know, we're glad you're here, and we don't count you as a visitor, but as one of us, because you are. So thank you. Everybody here should be happy that there's a pastor here this morning, because last night at the reverse auction, they auctioned him off. And I want you to know that he went for higher value than both our police chief and our mayor. Absolutely. So what's significant about this Thursday, men? Valentine's Day. Somebody has a clue here. Yes, just so we don't screw it up, right? I heard that the best way to remember it is to forget it just once. So... Yeah. So I want to premise my thoughts today if Peter was willing to leave everything behind, what it is in our lives that we might be leaving behind so that we have more room for Jesus, more time for Jesus. It's typical, isn't it, that the first reading in the gospel would have a common message, but seldom so obvious as today, right? This dramatic callings, Peter and Isaiah, suddenly aware that life as it had been was certainly now different. And what's more, each of them embraced this call to the greater calling of taking God's word to the world. Isaiah, here I am, send me. And then we read, Peter left everything and followed him. Let's be clear, these were men who already knew God well. They believed in his providence and had encountered him in everyday life. But did you notice? It turns out that knowing, trusting, and believing in him were only the beginning, the conversion to more. Why is this so critical? Because for us, just like Peter, it's critical that we notice God, we notice Jesus in the everyday workings of life. It's so unfortunate that so many miss this opportunity, thinking they can only encounter him 1 hour a week on Sunday. And we can't stress enough that when these men, including any Christian, when they're called to this greater task, conversion, it doesn't end there. No, it's ongoing. The very idea, actually, of recognizing God in everyday life would be unrealistic if we weren't constantly in conversion. Brothers and sisters, this is why I want you to hear this carefully. This point. There are countless Christians, some sitting with us perhaps, who would openly admit their sense for life's meaning is less than what they hoped for. They can't fathom how others, they have this dynamic and purposeful life, all along failing to recognize that these others, they're happy and fulfilled in their purpose for life because they're constantly watching for God. It's an ongoing conversion to them. It's not easy, but it is that simple. Some years ago, Pope John Paul II spoke to this very thing, and I quote, "Entire groups of the baptized have lost a living sense of the faith." I trust that we're not an entire group of the baptized who've lost a living sense of the faith, but certainly his words speak volumes for where we're at today in the church and in our society when folks don't encourage, inspire, and evangelize one another. So onward, Isaiah and Peter, they know something's changed. It's a new invitation, right? To follow. That is, to work alongside Jesus. Quite another level of faith. Quite another level of responsibility. And the work, in Jesus' words, catching men. Casting the net of salvation, right, into the sea of all people. Starting with their own. Fishing for men, evangelizing. So somebody has to say it might as well be me. In the grand scheme of things, we Catholics, for the greater part, aren't the best fishermen, are we? I didn't stutter. For the greater part, we haven't and we don't evangelize as we should, starting with our own. But don't take my word for it. Just look at our nets, where only 20% of Catholics are in Mass. Both parishes recently dropping a Mass. And yes, we've discussed the reasonable reasons for that, but we owe it to one another to stare at the barefaced truth. It's because 20% of Catholics aren't attending Mass. And of that 20%, some would also openly admit, this is boring. So that leaves 80% who have turned elsewhere for inspiration, or worse, turned to nothing. Here's a promise. If you're bored here, inspiration and a deeper love for Jesus is as close as the willingness to conversion. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, they reported a survey of American parishioners titled, "Our Current Situation." Seriously? I mean, why does the title alone make you feel like that call at 3 o'clock in the morning where you don't want to hear what happened, but you need to? But to the report, the last sentence. There are also Catholics who attend Mass on a regular basis, but feel unconnected to their parish. Anyone, if that's you, whether by your own lacking or by something we may have lacked, I am so sorry. No one should feel unconnected. Tell Father, tell someone, tell me, anyone you trust. So all this being said then, is this hopeless? Hear Paul's message, I'll repeat to us. I'm reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Here's the wonderful news. We wouldn't be here, would we, if we didn't believe that we were saved? And I know we didn't believe in vain. Jesus emptied himself into each of us, that we would empty ourselves then into the next, and on and on. He loves you that much. He trusts us this much. To encourage one another, inspire one another, evangelize one another in his most precious name. It's doable and hopeful when we think like Paul. By the grace of God, I am what I am. His grace to me has not been ineffective. Yes, we are who we are by the grace of God, and it will not be ineffective in us. Let's leave in the confidence and spirit of that. And again, all of us continue to prayerfully consider what it is in our lives that we might leave behind, that we might hear that call to a deeper conversion and then evangelization.